How to compare apartment management fees one-to-one on KAPT before a fall move. KAPT's one-to-one comparison feature lets you check management fees for the same billing month and per unit costs by category for two prospective apartments. Do not look only at the total. Also verify the past 12 months, heating system, number of units, year of completion, and actual bills. The two complexes must be compared using the same management fee billing month and similar unit sizes. Common management fees, individual usage charges, and long-term repair reserves differ in the nature of the costs and who bears them. Ignoring differences in heating systems, number of units, and building age can distort comparisons of total management fees. KAPT figures are complex-wide averages, so they may not match the actual amount billed to the specific unit you plan to rent or buy. Before signing a contract, check the past 12 months of trends, similar nearby complexes, and the actual management fee bills for the unit. When preparing for a fall move, comparing only monthly rent or loan repayments can easily lead to underestimating actual housing costs. Apartment maintenance fees vary depending on the season, heating system, complex size, facility level, and building age. So it is important to review the breakdown by item and annual trends rather than just 1 month's total. KAPT is an official system for viewing and comparing maintenance fees and complex information for apartment complexes subject to maintenance fee disclosure. However, because the disclosed figures are complex level data, they should be used as verification data to identify anomalies before signing a contract, not as confirmation of the actual amount that will be billed for a specific unit. Information to prepare before comparing two candidate complexes. Organize the following information using the same criteria. The complex's exact name and road name, address the maintenance fee accrual month to compare the unit's exclusive use area and the area basis used to assess maintenance fees heating system. Individual heating, central heating, district heating, etc. Total number of households and buildings, date of occupancy approval or year of completion, shared facilities, such as elevators, parking lots, and community facilities, recent maintenance fee statements for the unit you intend to contract for. The most important criterion is the accrual month. If January data is selected for one complex and April data for another, seasonal differences in heating and hot water costs may appear to be differences in operational efficiency. If the latest available months differ, use the most recent accrual month disclosed for both complexes. Comparing two candidate complexes on KAPT search for the locations and names of the candidate complexes on KAPT's maintenance fee comparison screen. Check basic information such as the address, number of households, and heating system to verify that you have not mistakenly selected a different complex with a similar name. Designate the first and second candidates for comparison. Select the same maintenance fee accrual month for which data is available for both. Review not only the total maintenance fee, but also common area maintenance fees, individual usage charges, and long-term repair reserves separately. Review the amount or rate per unit area shown on the screen and confirm that the area basis is the same. Record the most recent 12 months in the same way to identify seasonal highs and lows and items with recurring spikes. On the map-based comparison screen, add nearby complexes with similar sizes, heating systems, and completion dates to compare them against local levels. KAPT figures are complex averages or officially disclosed complex data. The billed amount may vary depending on the specific unit's floor, orientation, number of household members, heating usage, electricity usage, and area type. A value calculated by simply multiplying the per area rate by a specific unit's area is only an estimated bill, not a confirmed amount. Differences among the three maintenance fee categories. Category general meaning, what to review when comparing common area maintenance fees costs used for shared operations, including management office operations, security, cleaning, disinfection, elevator maintenance, and repair and upkeep. Economies of scale based on the number of households, staffing, number of shared facilities, and whether repair costs are repeatedly increasing individual usage charges costs related to usage, such as heating, hot water, electricity, and water weather the season, number of residents, metering, and assessment method, and heating system are comparable long-term repair reserves amounts accumulated for the long-term replacement and repair of major facilities changes in reserve amounts, building age, future construction plans, and settlement when a tenant moves out common area maintenance fees. Common area maintenance fees are heavily affected by the complex's operating structure. Complexes with many households can distribute security and management staffing costs or shared equipment costs among more households. But costs may also be higher because of large community facilities or numerous elevators. Therefore, a complex cannot be assumed to be less expensive simply because it has more households. Individual usage charges are sensitive to residence usage and the season. Even if a complex's average heating cost is low on KAPT, the actual burden may be higher if the unit under consideration is an end unit, adjoining an exterior wall, or has many household members. Conversely, an average from a month with many vacant units or low usage may not fully reflect normal occupancy costs. Long-term repair reserves, unlike routine common area maintenance fees, long-term repair reserves are funds accumulated for the replacement and repair of major facilities. Under a lease, even if the tenant initially pays the amount shown on the statement, it may need to be settled with the owner, so the contract terms and actual payment records should be checked. Even if the maintenance fee appears low, check whether the long-term repair reserve is shown separately. Common cases in which total comparisons are distorted when heating systems differ: individual heating complexes and central or district heating complexes may differ in how energy costs are aggregated and assessed. Comparing only the total for one winter month mixes together energy rates, basic charges, household usage, and shared heating costs. If the heating systems differ, heating and hot water items should at least be compared separately across several winter months. When the difference in the number of households is large, suppose hypothetical complex A has 800 households and complex B has 120 households. Complex A can distribute management staffing costs among many households, but it may have numerous community facilities. Complex B may have simple facilities, but a smaller number of households may have to bear the fixed costs of elevators or management staff. Differences in totals should not immediately be interpreted as the result of management quality or waste. When completion years differ, older complexes may incur higher maintenance and repair expenses for elevators, piping, exterior walls, and mechanical equipment. New complexes may have low repair costs initially, but may incur additional maintenance costs for community facilities, security equipment, and home networks. Review trends in repair and upkeep costs and long-term repair reserves rather than looking only at the completion year. When area bases differ even with the same exclusive use area, the supplied area and the area used to assess maintenance fees may differ by complex. Conclusions may differ if the total maintenance fee is reviewed for one complex, while only the per area rate is reviewed for the other. It is safer to check both the rate basis shown on KAPT and the area stated on the actual unit's maintenance fee statement. Why you should review the most recent 12 months and nearby complexes together 1 month's maintenance fees may reflect seasonality and one-time expenses. Reviewing the most recent 12 months makes it easier to distinguish the following: the extent of increases in winter heating and hot water costs, changes in shared electricity charges, and cooling-related costs during summer, recurring monthly levels of common area maintenance, fees, sudden increases in repair and upkeep costs occurring only in specific months, the timing of increases, or changes in long-term repair reserves months that appear to have been omitted or corrected later when reviewing nearby averages. Choose complexes with similar conditions rather than simply those that are nearby. Comparisons are more meaningful when the number of households, completion year, heating system, shared facilities, and area range are similar. Comparison item candidate: a candidate be similar nearby complexes total or rate for the same accrual month record common area maintenance fees record heating and hot water costs record long-term repair reserves record highest month in the most recent 12 months record average for the most recent 12 months record heating system, number of households, and completion year record when a complex is not subject to disclosure or current data is unavailable, a lack of search results does not mean that there are no maintenance fees or that they are low. Check in the following order. Search by address or map instead of the complex name, and check whether the complex name has changed, an abbreviated name is used, or it is a separately registered complex. Check the disclosure eligibility and registration status in KAAP's basic complex information. Confirm again that the latest displayed month is the accrual month, not the billing month. Move the comparison period back to the most recent accrual month disclosed for both complexes. Ask the management office or real estate agent for maintenance fee records and itemized statements for the most recent 12 months. Review the unit statements from the previous winter and summer and ask why they differ significantly from the KAAP complex average. A month with no current data must not be treated as KRW0. First, check the delay in data submission or disclosure, any corrections, or the complex's registration status. For complexes not subject to disclosure, a comparison cannot be completed using KAAP alone, so actual statements and explanations from the management office are more important. Final pre-contract verification checklist: are the accrual months being compared the same for both complexes? Have you checked the difference between the exclusive use area and the area used to assess maintenance fees? Have you reviewed common area maintenance fees and individual usage charges separately? Is the long-term repair reserve included or shown separately? Have you reviewed the most recent 12 months, including winter and summer? Have you used complexes with similar heating systems, numbers of households, completion years, and shared facilities as benchmarks? Have you reviewed the actual statements for the unit under consideration? Have you asked the management office about recent repair work or planned maintenance fee increases? If you are a tenant, have you confirmed with the contracting party how the long-term repair reserve will be settled? Significance of the 2026 self-estimate feature for repair work in April 2026. A self-estimate feature linked to KAAP was introduced, allowing users to independently review the estimated costs of apartment complex repair work. This feature can serve as a reference for management entities or residents' representative councils when reviewing construction plans and cost levels, but it does not constitute a confirmed quote from a specific contractor or guarantee future maintenance fees for individual units. Individuals reviewing potential complexes before moving can use it as supplementary information when asking about recent changes in repair and upkeep costs and long-term repair reserves, as well as whether major construction work is planned. The existence of a construction plan should not be interpreted to mean that the same amount will immediately be assessed as maintenance fees for each household.